This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
Today we have the opportunity to hear from a champion, the new champion of the Kenora Bass International. Craig Peterson of Bemidji, along with Scott Anderson, won the $19,000 plus first prize. First off, Craig, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Kev. Happy to hear it.
Well, you know, you have fished a lot of bass tournaments over the years, and you certainly part of a family that is really into bass fishing, so that's got to be a kind of a special thing to win a tournament like that.
Yeah, that's correct. My partner, Scott Anderson, and I have fished tournaments for about 27 years, and so over the course of that many years, we've been a lot of places relatively close to Bemidji, but this for certain was our biggest tournament, and certainly to come out on top of something like this is very, very exciting for us.
Very big tournament with a lot of great anglers. What propelled you guys to decide to give it a try for the last 2 years?
That's a good question. It's a very interesting question. In fact, Lake of the Woods we already knew was a tremendous fishery, but we just weren't real familiar with it, 15, 20 years ago is when we were younger. But Scott happened to invest in a cabin on the south end of the lake a number of years ago, and so he's spent a lot of time up there over the last several years, and we've known about this tournament, and we've talked about fishing it for a number of years, and we finally said, hey, we're not getting any younger. We need to do this. And so we jumped on board a year ago, and we did good last year. We actually finished fifth in our first year and just had a great experience last year, and it gave us every reason to come back and do it again this year.
And this time you propel yourself all the way to the top of the leaderboard. 129 teams, so a lot of anglers you had to get over, and I'm assuming a pretty good prize, too.
Yeah, it's a big field of anglers. I think it's one of the largest tournaments, at least in Ontario, and there was about 129 teams, is close to full, full capacity for the tournament. And, the prize money is pretty high. We're very happy with that.
Well, let's talk.
The reward for the work, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about it. How long did you get a chance to free fish, and what was going on? What was the secret to your success?
Well, Scott has been up there, periodically throughout the year. But as you know, the fish movements, are a little different, and the places they're hanging out might be a little bit different now than they are in early June when they're spawning. And so, but he's kind of got a radar, at least throughout the summer, on what's happening. And then I kind of got involved about 2 weeks prior to the tournament. I went up and did a few days with him from his cabin, and we're traveling out, as much as 20, 30 miles a day to pre-fish. And so did a few days, a couple weeks ago, and then I took a break and went back up about a week before the tournament and put in several more days. We had a few glitches along the way. His boat broke down. His engine broke down on us. We were about 15 miles out one morning at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so it made for a really long day. But long story short, we were able to bounce back and get through that. We borrowed a boat for a couple days. We were able to get his boat fixed. Shout out to Bemidji Marine in Bemidji. Davey Mills and his operation there got his boat back up and operating by tournament time.
Wow.
So we were able to use his boat for the tournament.
Where were the fish, and what did they respond to?
The fish were shallow. We catch most of our smallmouth up there in about 3.5-4 feet of water or less.
Wow.
And the water's fairly stained up there. And so we're shallow most of the time, and we are looking for a variety of things. But you almost always have your fishing boulders. You're looking for boulders that are shallow, and a lot of times if those boulders are mixed in with some weed growth, at least there's weed growth nearby, that's key. And we think that, you know, these fish are largely eating crayfish. And where those crayfish are most abundant, it seems like that's where the success is going to happen. And so what we did is we threw crayfish imitating baits at these fish. And we actually caught a lot of our fish on a product that Northwood Tackle right here in Bemidji makes. It's called an inner tube jig and an impulse fatty tube over that jig head.
Okay. Well, it's kind of you kind of have to at least try Northland Tackle, right, before you go to anything else.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Northland Tackle has been a part of my life for a long, long time, and certainly haven't given up on it because they put out a really good product to this day. So.
Absolutely, and the great thing about Lake of the Woods, you know, I mean, I grew up in Red Lake Falls, and you know, heard all about the walleyes there, and I lived up in the Rosa World area for about a year and a half. Same thing, walleyes there, but boy, they have got an unbelievable bass fishery there, at least on the Ontario side.
Oh yeah, no, Lake of the Woods. In fact, it was somewhat of an eye opener for me the more time I've spent up there, because I had done the Rainy Lake thing, you know, a number of years, and Rainy Lake is tremendous. It's awesome. But Lake of the Woods definitely rivals it in terms of numbers of smallmouth, the population, and the size. And so it's fun. I mean, we have some days where we're catching 30, 40, 50, 60 smallmouth in a day. And it's really good fishing.
What kind of sizes do you see up there generally?
With the smallmouth, you know, typically, you know, from tournament quality and the quality fish we're looking for, anything over 3 pounds is a pretty solid fish. We're catching a lot of fish from a pound and a half to 3 pounds, and then we're mixing in and catching an occasional fish that's over 3 pounds, and that's the whole key. We were able to catch fishes up to 4.5 pounds this tournament.
Wow.
In fact, that's about the top end, 4.5 pounds. And we were lucky enough to get a couple of those, which really, really helped us.
All right. Was Gussie fishing this tournament?
No, our buddy Gussie, as you well know, Gussie's one of the most popular and most successful bass fishermen in Canada, and he's a pretty good friend of ours. He was not fishing the tournament. But he was, the only reason he wasn't fishing the tournament is he was down at the FLW Forestwood Cup.
So
he was at a much bigger tournament, and so we were kind of following him, and he was following us, and Gussie is, Gussie would have been there if he hadn't had bigger fish to fry. So
how did he do in that, by the way?
I believe he did well, finished kind of in the middle of the pack, a little above middle.
Okay.
I think he was 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Good for him.
21st place, yeah.
Well, obviously, it's a lot of fun to win a tournament like that, but are you going back up to I Falls now in a week or two?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going up to the I Falls Bass Championship in about, the tournament's in 2 weeks, and we'll gear up for that by this weekend. And definitely looking forward to that.
Well, I've certainly talked to your dad, your uncle, your brother, all about bass fishing in the past. I know that's something that is passionate in the Peterson family. From your perspective, what is it you like about bass fishing?
For me personally, I think it's the variety of ways that you can pursue and catch bass. I mean, not just smallmouth, but largemouth and smallmouth bass. There's so many ways to catch them. There's so many lures and so many things, the latest and greatest, and just presentations. I think that's one of the biggest things. And bass bite. They generally speaking, they bite. And so if you can find where they're living, you can catch them most of the time.
And that's the thing. You can, early in the season, if you find the spot, they'll bite. Hottest part of the summer, they'll bite. Fall, they'll bite. They, like you say, they bite.
Yeah, yep. And so, you know, in this neck of the woods, you know, a lot of times midsummer when the water's hot, you know, we call it the dog days, whatever you want to call it. The walleye fishing sometimes is a little bit tougher, but those bass in our area, you know, they're biters. their biters. It's good action. So,
have you noticed? It just seems to me, just you know, and it's all. I haven't done any research on it, but it just seems to me, based on the guys I talk to on a regular basis and what I'm seeing and hearing out there, there seems to be more and more people that are getting into the bass thing. Are you noticing that?
You know, I'd like to see that. I hope it's. I think that you're. You might be on the right track. We need youth, young people involved in fishing, number one, but I like to see them involved in bass fishing. And I think in our community here, at least in Bemidji, with the BSU students or the team, the bass fishing team from state, I think that's created some excitement in our area. And those guys I know are out. I mean, they're good fishermen, a lot of those guys. And, you know, they're out and about in the areas close to Bemidji fishing bass all the time.
And now we've got the high school team starting up this upcoming season, and I know you're in the school district, and that's got to be a cool thing for those who want to push the bass message a little more.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think, you know, just overall, I like to see those kids get involved. I mean, it's just a great thing. I mean, you know, through what Take a Kid Fishing has done in Bemidji, just, you know, that whole aspect. But if you can get kids involved doing something outside, just awesome activity for the kids, whether it's for bass specifically or not. I think that it's all good.
Absolutely. You know, I've said this to a few guys, and certainly to say it to you, you know, just studying the lakes like I have over the last many years, if you are open to going for bass or panfish or just anything that's not walleye, you triple the number of lakes you can fish immediately.
And that's true, too. That's true, too. It's not always easy to find a good walleye bite, but there's so many lakes. Beltrami County alone and the surrounding areas to catch panfish and bass, the crappie fishing, the bluegill fishing, there's perch. Lots of opportunities for that.
Okay.
And so I totally agree with you there.
Is it going to be you and Scott at Eye Falls?
No. I'm actually fishing with my brother Travis.
I thought that might be the case, yeah.
Yeah, and my father Dwayne is fishing with my Uncle John. At least that's the plan at this very hour.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Now, my nephew Jace has been fishing a few tournaments. He's probably getting ready for his first year of college here, too, and that's a tough time of year to be away at. I can't remember when classes start, but and I have a son too, Charlie, who would like to be fishing a little bit more, but he's trying to make some money so college to pay for college.
Boy, that you know, when that all opens up, and we've got the older brother Petersons, the younger brother Petersons, the cousin Petersons, boy, there'd be a lot of Peterson trash talking going on.
That's right. That's right. That's part of the food. And really, that's what it's all about, is the stories and the memories and the talking, and including the trash talking. It's all fun. It's fun, and it's, you know, what you catch any given day is not as important as the stories you tell, you know, along the way. And so there's a lot of that that goes on. We try not to always talk fishing, but it seems to come around the table and come back to it an awful lot.
I imagine so. Final question, what's it like when you actually get up there and they crown you the champion of a tournament of that caliber?
It was hard to describe. You know, Scott and I, like I said, it's the reward for hard work, seeing something pay off, and the time and energy and the effort, and having fished so many tournaments, been so close so many times, and it's just, I don't know what word other than awesome. There was kind of a magical moment on day three where, I tell you what, Kevin, it was like there was 10 minutes where we went from a little bit, the nerves were pretty high at about 11:30, and by about 11:50, we were high-fiving. So there was about a 20-minute span where it was just magic, and I'll never forget that.
Oh, I'm sure not. What a great feeling that must be. Well, I said that was our last question. I have one more, actually. Since we got you on the phone and we're on Fish in Paul Bunyan Country, people are going to go out in this area and do some bass fishing. What should they bring with them? What types of lakes should they hit, and where should they be at?
Well, there's two different ways to two good methods to approach the bass fishing area. If you're on a weed line lake where the fish are dominantly out on the edge or on the weed line, one of the best ways to fish those lakes, and I'm trying to think of some examples, Big Bass Lake, which is not far from my house, would be an example of a weed line lake where you can throw just an 8-ounce jig head with about a 7-inch plastic worm on the weed line and let it fall straight to the bottom out in 7 to 12 feet of water, and let it sink right to the bottom, and largemouth a lot of times will catch that on its way down. Another way to fish right here, if you're going shallow this time of year, is go right up in the slop. There's other lakes that the fish are shallow. Some of the Turtle River Lake. Turtle River Lake's not one of the best, I guess, but I'm thinking close by. Mm-hmm. Even Lake Bemidji down the river. If you fish with a topwater frog, you'll have a lot of fun. If Big Lake is a good lake east of town for that, there's a lot of lakes in the area. So it depends on the lake.
Okay.
Those are two of our favorite ways to catch fish around here: a jigworm deep on the weed line or a frog shallow.
Craig Peterson, he is, along with his partner Scott Anderson, it's the Scott Anderson of Keith's Pizza, by the way, win the Kenora Bass International over the weekend. Very elite tournament, pretty incredible accomplishment, 31st annual edition of that event, by the way. Craig, thanks for your time today, and by the way, congratulations.
Thank you a lot, Kevin. I appreciate it.